Good morning. I'm Laura Earn with your Sheridan Sun Radio News Update. A Burlington man has died in hospital after a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The incident occurred sometime on Thursday inside the Magilla Chiropractic Clinic. This happened after the man killed Dr. Fred Magilla inside the clinic. Police say the investigation is ongoing. Police arrest a 24-year-old man after he allegedly threatened to shoot people inside a mosque in London, Ontario. Officers were called to the location around 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, instructing mosque members to lock the doors until they arrive. No firearm was found and no one was injured. The man faces charges of uttering threats. The mosque does not believe this is an incident fueled by hate. 18 people were taken to hospital after a carbon monoxide leak at a community center in Grand Valley, Ontario. The town says that the evacuation of the center happened after several people reported symptoms consistent with carbon monoxide poisoning. Police say that emergency responders were called to the center for a possible leak after an off-duty paramedic at the center started to experience symptoms. The town described their cases as minor, but still advised them to seek medical attention. Crews are looking into the exact source of the leak. The arena is expected to be shut down until this afternoon. A Montreal couple are in shock after finding out that they invalidated their son's passports. An Air Canada employee stopped the family of four after realizing that the parents signed their children's passports. This mistake made the passports invalid, making them unable to fly out for their Cuba vacation. Canada's general passport application for children states children 11 years of age or over must sign their usual signature. At no time should a person other than the child sign in the signature box in Section 1, without exception. What was supposed to be a cheap vacation turned out to cost his family about $8,000. Air Canada told CTV Montreal that they had no choice but to follow the law. I'm Laura Earn with the Sheridan Sun Radio News Update.